on. Now, concern is growing among some scientists about the claims made by the manufacturers of many alternative medicines. And with more and more patients turning to such remedies, many have become highly profitable, of course. But while sales may be impressive, the science behind many of the claims for such products is often less so. We've already reported on how insupportable claims about how taking fish oil supplements could improve GCSE results have been made by education authorities in Durham. And today, we look at a snoring remedy containing essential oils and called Helps Stop Snoring. Its makers boast it can help 82% of snorers and justify that claim by saying it's undergone a full clinical trial. Well, Catherine Carr has been investigating.
To try and help alleviate the nighttime misery endured by half of the British population, the Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association recommends various products, ranging from a device to adjust the position of your tongue in your mouth to nasal dilating strips. However, despite the impressive claims made by the company Essential Health Products, which makes Help Stop Snoring, a blend of essential oils which is on sale in Boots and other high street pharmacies, the association doesn't include their product in their online shop.
If getting a peaceful night's sleep is becoming a nightmare, simply use Help Stop Snoring Spray. Help Stop Snoring Spray at these leading stores.
Help Stop Snoring certainly does what it says on the tin, if the claims in these ads are to be believed. Essential Health Products, which markets Help Stop Snoring, says the spray helps 82% of sufferers. And it looks like good value, retailing at £6.99 for a 9mm bottle, which the company says is
enough to ensure 3 weeks of uninterrupted and peaceful sleep.
The product information says the exact blend is a secret, but that Help Stop Snoring contains
mentha piperita to aid the respiratory system and citrus limonum, commonly used in the treatment of respiratory complaints including asthma and bronchitis.
And this is how it's supposed to work.
When you sleep, your body relaxes. The soft tissue that lines the top of your throat loses its tone, causing it to vibrate in the airflow induced by breathing. Help Stop Snoring works by retoning this soft tissue, the soft palate, which when taut and active cannot reverberate to cause snoring.
The Snoring Association does recommend one herbal anti-inflammatory remedy alongside their other treatments, but the organisation has yet to be convinced by these claims for Help Stop Snoring. Marianne Davey is co-founder of the association.
Well, currently we haven't found any evidence that essential oils are effective in reducing snoring. Snoring is a physical problem, and therefore you have to address the physical structure that it is that's vibrating. And really, essential oils are not going to do that for you.
As with everything they suggest, they make sure there's some evidence to prove the remedy works. Marianne Davey again.
It's quite important to just step back a bit and think about what are the manufacturer's claims. Have they got any clinical evidence to support the claims that they're using? And we must remember that there is no one product that will suit everybody. So at best, you're going to get a product that will perhaps suit 60 to 70% of snorers.
And it says that claim is backed by the results of a randomised, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. This kind of trial is the gold standard for testing whether or not a new treatment works, and it means there must be two groups of people, one testing the new product and the other, the control group, who are not. They're given a placebo. In this case, some volunteers were given the Help Stop Snoring spray, and some were given a gargle, which didn't contain any essential oils. To be double-blind, neither the volunteers nor the scientists carrying out the experiment should know who's getting what. This avoids biasing any results. Although the trial of Help Stop Snoring Spray was designed with these two groups, the results from each group were not compared with the other. Those that took the spray were tested to see how much better their snoring was after taking the spray, and those that had the placebo gargle were tested to see how much improvement they measured. Professor Stephen Senn, an expert in analysing medical statistics from the University of Glasgow, says that means the results are flawed.
The basic principle of analysing a randomised clinical trial is that of a head-to-head comparison. That is to say, you take patients, you randomise them to the various groups being compared. And what you do is you do a comparison directly of the scores reached at the end of the trial between the various treatments. So here what you would do, for example, is you compare the degree of snoring at the end of the trial for those who received spray with those who received the placebo. And this has not been done.
Does that make it an inadequate way of testing a product from a statistical point of view?
It means that the value of what one has done in carrying out a randomized controlled trial has been lost. There is, in fact, no direct comparison of the treatments, and that's the whole purpose of having a control group, is to have this direct comparison, and that was not done.
Professor David Colquhoun is an honorary fellow at University College London, where he has held the chair of pharmacology. In his spare time, he runs a website called DC's Improbable Science page. He's also looked at the Help Stop Snoring trial and found it lacking.
It's an absolutely golden rule of any clinical trial that it must be done comparatively. You must compare the new treatment either with the placebo or with some standard treatment that already exists. And there's a big problem with the placebo in this particular trial. For a start, it wasn't given to very many people. Secondly, it would have been very obvious to the patients whether they had the placebo or not. The author of the trial doesn't seem to be sure exactly what was in it, but he describes it as a sugar-type mix, so that would be very obviously different from something which contained peppermint and eucalyptus and so on. And that means that the trial wasn't blind. The patients would certainly know whether they had the placebo or not. That itself is enough to make it unreliable. If we look at the actual numbers, rather than just get better or not get better, the figures are even less impressive. In the placebo group, the snoring score, which runs on a scale from 1 to 10, fell from about 6 to 4.9. That's a change of 1.1. For the placebo, it fell from 6 to 4.5, a change of 1.5. So it's 1.1 versus 1.5. Let's look at the actual numbers. 82% got better, though many of them not very much, when they had the spray. 71% got better when they had the gargle, and 44% got better when they had the placebo. So getting on for half got better anyway, despite the fact that they would obviously have known it was a placebo and weren't really expecting it to work.
The product Help Stop Snoring is made by the firm Essential Health Products, a company set up 7 years ago which sells a range of 9 products, including Easy Tea, designed to alleviate prostate discomfort, and a nasal spray designed to stop aircraft passengers contracting a respiratory infection from dry cabin air. Help Stop Snoring, however, is their biggest seller, and it's been on the market since 2000. The company also supplies the same blend of oils to Boots, where it's packaged and sold as Boots' own snoring remedy, part of their alternatives range. And on the box, Boots claims it could help 4 out of 5 sufferers of snoring. As part of its attempts to find products which might benefit their patients, the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association asked the company for more information on its trial, but the company refused. Then they tried Boots.
I contacted Boots myself and I asked them if they could supply me with the clinical trials for this product, and they wouldn't. So that is another reason why we don't stock that particular product.
Is that normal to have requests for evidence turned down?
Normally, most people would be very happy to give us the clinical trial evidence because, of course, they would want us to provide patients with their products. So, it's not normal, and I was very surprised that Boots wouldn't supply us with the trial evidence.
I also contacted Boots to see if I could get a response. I was told that...
The Boots snoring remedy is produced by Essential Health, and the figure came from them, as they use it on their branded product.
I've also seen another response from Boots sent to yet another Science Watcher who questioned the research.
I am unable to provide you with the details of Boots' research information as this is commercially sensitive. However, I would like to reassure you that all our wording is in line with the current UK legislation and all our claims are legal. Also, all of the claims are checked thoroughly by our internal legal and medical experts.
The snoring spray, which is being sold by Boots and by Essential Health Products Limited, did indeed show 82% of people getting better, but most of the changes are actually tiny. Out of 28 people who were tested with it, there were 4 or 5 who had quite big effects. Actually, there was a slightly larger proportion in the placebo group who had quite big effects. But most of the rest of the changes were tiny. I mean, a change in the snoring score from, 7 to 7.5 is really neither here nor there. And so the 82% is a pretty misleading claim.
In fact, products like these are virtually unregulated, as David Carter from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Association explains.
The definition of the medicinal product is a substance which is presented as having properties for treating or preventing disease in human beings, with a view to restoring, correcting or modifying physiological functions, or to making a medical diagnosis.
The product helps stop snoring. Is that something that falls under your remit, under that definition?
No, it isn't. And the reason for that is snoring is not a disease or adverse medical condition.
So who then is responsible for looking at a product like this and deciding whether or not the claims are valid?
This product would probably fall within the regulations administered by trading standards services of local authorities. The Advertising Standards Authority might also be interested in the claims being made.
But Trading Standards and the Advertising Standards Authority would only investigate if someone made a complaint.
There's really only one criterion for judging whether a claim is true or not. There aren't alternative criteria for alternative medicines and regular criteria for regular medicines. They either work or they don't work.
And so you would include this herbal remedy under the umbrella of medicines, and you would want it to undergo what? What one test?
It should undergo a good clinical trial. The one which is published is, by the author's own words, very preliminary. If the manufacturers want to sell it, they should do a much better clinical trial. Simple.
So who did carry out the trial which justifies that 82% claim? He is Mr. Andrew Pritchard, described on Essential Health's website as
an ear, nose and throat consultant in the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital and one of the UK's leading specialists in the field of snoring and sleep disorders.
The same website says,
in a further first for a snore remedy, the results of the trial were published in Phytology Research, an international journal, in October 2004.
We did contact Mr. Pritchard, but he refused an interview. He did describe the trial back in 2000 as preliminary and suggested it may pave the way for further research. It's unclear whether he's happy with Essential Health Products' use of the 82% statistic. But the company is happy to stand by their publicity.
Help Stop Snoring has provided invaluable relief to tens of thousands of satisfied customers for more than 5 years.
None of which satisfies Professor Colquhoun.
It puts consumers at a disadvantage if they are misled about the effectiveness of a product which they're buying. That's not good. I don't suppose many consumers bother to inquire about where the paper was published that provides the evidence. Unfortunately, if they do, they're not likely to get a very satisfactory answer from Boots.
And do you think that people who buy either the Boots remedy or the Help Stop Snoring remedy on the basis of those figures are being misled?
I think they're being misled, yes. The figures are very selective. It's true that the 82% is based on something in the paper, but from what I've said, it's clear that that is really quite a misleading claim.
Professor David Colquhoun, Honorary Fellow of University College London, ending Catherine Carr's report. And if you spot any suspicious science, do let us know and we'll investigate.
And your emails have been coming in thick and fast on the subject of being a greener driver. And in fact, Richard in Bristol says, bring back the vacuum gauge. I had one on my Mini in 1966 and have always been able to get the very best miles per gallon on every car ever since. For today's young drivers, all you do is give them a gauge to look at with a needle sweeping from green to red, good to bad. You don't have to drive around staring at it, but the idea comes very quickly and you save.
Well, Bill emails, your piece on eco-driving reminded me of learning to drive. My instructor insisted on road awareness, proper use of gears, pre-preparedness for all road conditions and the need for constant alertness. I learned to drive, says Bill, in a 4-ton Bedford truck in 1965, and I still drive with awareness and in the appropriate gear for the situation. How is eco-driving new? Says Bill, well, in teaching Adam Kirtley how to he needs to change down occasionally and not keep a log store in his boot. It seemed new to him. Thanks,
Chris,
Bill.
Chris Morell certainly says it isn't new. He says something like these vacuum gauges could have been fitted to every car for decades.